This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion. Are grades important to motivate students to learn? In his book, Report Cards, A Cultural History, Wade Morris explains that report cards began in the mid-1800s. Report cards at that point were a way to control unruly behavior more than to document academic achievement. Since then, report cards held enormous meaning to parents and teachers and career planners and students. Grades are the poster child for extrinsic or external motivation, that is, motivation that comes from outside in the form of a reward or punishment, a good or bad grade. This is in contrast to intrinsic motivation that comes from inside the person. A person driven by intrinsic motivation learns because of a desire to learn and because it feels good, regardless of any external reward. Outside motivation is not bad. It helps us stay on task, such as sticking to deadlines. The problem is that there is nothing to motivate the person when the reward or punishment is gone. While grades can be motivating, they can also lead to a loss of self-esteem, to unnecessary competition, and to anxiety. All of this is particularly true in health science schools. Today in medical school, there is a strong movement away from letter grades to simply a pass or a fail. It makes sense. Those who want to maintain grades believe they need to distinguish between student achievement. They feel that students that get high grades make the best doctors. But there are lots of reasons to question this premise. Being a good doctor involves so much more than a good test score. Those pushing for pass-fail focus on reducing the stress of medical school and creating teams, which is, after all, the way medicine is practiced. Teachers who advocate for pass-fail want students with an intrinsic motivation to learn, who aren't just learning because of the grade. They argue that medical school is only 4 years, not enough time to teach everything a doctor needs to know. Also, given our rapidly evolving medicine, much of what we teach today will be quickly out of date, suggesting again that doctors need to learn to update their knowledge continuously. An example of this is when I was in medical school, I studied maybe 150 drugs. Today, there are hundreds more drugs, but of those 150 that I studied, I would guess that only 15 or 20 are still used today. The point is that health science providers need to learn constantly, and this learning needs to be intrinsically motivated, because once a student graduates, no one will be regularly testing their expertise. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with A Second Opinion.